Wat zeg? Christopher Hunter niet aan het is naar Kassen? Als maar mina. Ik is nog allemaal te nou. Anders maar, ik is nog allemaal te nou. Niet zo schap, pies om ook. Ook om een niet zo schap, pies om ook. Piet is nou ook zo precies. Piet is nou, Mr. Goshi, pies om ook. Niet zo schap ook uit Tina. Zag goed. En hou je dan tot daarmee in nog. Nog ze negen, maar kan je nou ook pimaat te zoen. Is je nou ook het is hier ook, het is niet begrepen toch ook. Het is meer gezegd een pinch van je houden, ja. Het is wel boek, hè. Ja, maar hier ook, ik hier dan voor je een whiskertje in nog. Ja. Ik zou mee gehad, het is hier ook. Dan neem ik het geschiedenis gehad, dan is het nog een beetje hier ook. O ja, pego ja, zie zo, schat ik hier bij. Beetje gewoon. Ik zo, het is dat we ja, zie. Ik ben maar een chickens kinder gaan zien. Als we beetje zien, hè. Ik ben een chickens kinder. Als dit tegen tegen haar, als je mij goed tegen haar, goed tegen haar, zie je beetje ook. Of maar ik goed tegen haar, goed tegen haar, ja, zie je haar, eigenlijk ten dag was het, Neska heet haar. Als we aan de Neska, als we aan het kinder. Het is mega schade waar. Als je naar Gamoga niet gezet, dan is het geen schade, hè? Dan is het ook een piece. Dus gaan we aan die gezet naar Gamotje. Niemand die is gewoon, hè? Ik ga gewoon. Het is daar nog niet bijzonder, hè? Zeg ik ook wel bijzonder, hè? Zeg ik? Het is daar nog. Zeg ik ook. Pak het als kies. Kies gewoon maar daar. Zo. Oei, heb ook net gezien hier wat. Want het is zo omigo, hè. Om haar kiemen nou. En we hadden ook wat tegen de bieze, maar ze waren tof ook, hè. We hadden met de maat toe heen schaalman daar. Om haar schiet ook weer tegen het toe heen schaal, hè. Niet die maar ik naar haar bij haar nog. Redding moon, yes, als je gaat dan ook, hè. Dat ik hier hoge DJ ga houden, hoe jij ziet zich, hè. Calendars. Okay, for those of you listening in English, well, welcome back once again. My name is Christopher Hunter. I'm the Cree language teacher. And today you're going to be learning the 12 months in Cree. Now, the 12 months are very different as opposed to the Gregorian calendar, the one that everybody uses today. You see, the difference with this one and the Cree calendar system is that it's based on observing. It's based on what goes, like, the environmental awareness of the ancient swamp, how they use it, how they measured the seasons. And, of course, in Cree, we have six as opposed to four. Four main seasons, but there are two transitional seasons in there. But with this is where our calendar system came from. And, of course, the ancient Crees, our New Year's did not begin on January, it began on March. And that's where it all began. And the first creature that came back in those days was, and still to this day, is the eagle. And if you ever, let's just say, if you're ever lost, and it's winter, right, and you look around, all of a sudden you see an eagle, you know it's March. That's how our ancestors did it. They knew that was the first day of spring. First day of spring for the Cree people is March 1st, as opposed to March 21st. So the first day of spring on March 1st, and of course the ancient Crees, as they observe, as the month went by, another creature came home, known as the Canada Goose. And this is another highly respected creature among this swampy or the Central Cree. Then after that, as he noticed, the frogs started to sing after that. And he knew, okay, spring is really, really, really going into high gear. It's going to be summer, big time, soon. And sure enough, things started to blossom in June. And the next month on that, he and she observed that the waterfowl started losing their flight feathers. And the next month after that, they observed that the young goslings and ducklings took their first flight. And after that, the snow geese were very abundant. And a month after that, they observed they migrated back home. Then the next month after that, it started to freeze. Then the month after that, they noticed it got really cold. Then after that one, January, you know, in Cree, they observed that's when it's so cold that the trees start to talk to each other. Like, if you're ever out in a trap line and it gets so cold, and you hear, like, trees go, it's kind of spooky, but my grandpa, he used to say, yeah, said there's life in there. Trees are talking to one another, hey? It's so cold, eh? And after that, the last month of the ancient calendar is Kishebizim, the great sun or the great moon. Depends how you want to go with that. And that is the only month in Cree that's actually, and it's the last month, dedicated to the Creator, Kishebizim, in the Cree system anyway. Starting from March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. That's how it went. Okay, what you're going to need today as you're learning these 12 calendars, is the 12 months. What you're going to need is a paper, probably a lined paper with three holes. And if you have a book, even better. You're going to need a pen or a pencil, eraser or whiteout in case you make a mistake. And of course, basically, you're going to be writing 12 of these in repetitive writing. That's what you're going to need to do. And it's okay to make mistakes. Just rub it out, white it out, and do it again. Take your time. Go from left to right. Okay. Are you ready? All right. Get out your paper and pen. Here goes. At the new hill, it's a good way. When you shop at Bismo, and Hama is the Magotia and the Mosho make. Hama is the Nana Kubulista Kishiha, okay? At the new hill, it's a Kiano Motomok. Hama et okay. Oma at the new hill. West Kache, we are Shishaki Machito, Kishima Machito, and Stagaribore. Ugoma, where are Shishak? You march here to check. We not took a skin the Mogaho. Tane, we do Jagadigi. When you shop at a piece of milk, when I can, to no snake, make it so by the sea, you could just tell. A dick. Nanaka wo yashishak. O tanakwanda. She bought the boy nigish, eh? We could just tell my nestest GM at one kind of tagway. How many is the ashramok or magwa taganothi? My thing is single just tie it away. Can also hang out table on how. Can must hang out the air. Spas kaya chika tiki ito no tanamik. Ah, we sami shi tro ito go yashi shi kaya. Ay, kaba yung gusto tayo hawa anigi shi. Muna kaya nito tayo. Awas po ito tayo, awas. Muna kaya mga shkuta hawa. Kuta mo hawa. Ashkuta ko chima, may gacha yung mishi kaya. O tanamik. May gacha hawa. O yashi shi wa kaya hawa. Kino mo go kaya. Tika naman chika niya wa hawa. Anigi shi. Oh, my stomach was sick. I was sick. I was sick. I was sick. I was sick. Nestoy. Nesto. Ja mit dich mit die Sitige, aber noch mal mit Sitige. Und mir sitzt aber nesta, Nesto, kache noch. Ich schau mal kache noch. Mamo. Ah, ha ha, du ja, ha. Oh. Wo ja sich von uns nehmen. Nicht so schab. Ich hab dann dabei, ich hab so schon bei nicht gegangen. Nicht so schab, sind uns nicht gegangen. Ich sag mal, nicht so schab, Pisamok. Anigisch. Kaka hau, kann ich dann mal, Anigisch. Ich hab dann da, ich hab gestern, aber nicht so Anigisch, Alright, just before we really do get started, there's a little legend, that's been passed down from generation to generation, and my grandfather told it to me, to my late grandfather, Janjo. And I've heard this from various elders, too, throughout the coast during my youth and, my adolescence years. So anyways, the basic story goes like this. There was a huge gathering of creatures, and all the creatures got together. They talked about numerous items in this meeting, but one of the ones is which creature should be given the honor to represent the 12 suns, or the 12 moons, you call it, the 12 months. So anyways, everybody had to say the eagle tried, not enough, because he only had like 4 talons, and that was a total of 8, not enough. Of course, the caribou tried too, he's got hoofs, didn't work, too many. And the loon tried too many spots. Of course, the frog tried to have a say, he was sitting way in the back on a stool. And somebody knocked him on his back, and as he was lying on his back, as he was looking up, he was helpless, and all the animals gathered around him and looked down at him and said, hey, this is perfect. He's got 3 toes on each leg. Perfect. He'll represent the 12 moves. So anyways, the frog in the end was given that honor to be the keeper of the 12 months in Korea anyway. So to this day, I was told, frogs will only sing in May. Other than that, you won't hear it sing. You can pet a frog, abuse a frog, make fun of the frog, and it doesn't sing, it doesn't scream or nothing, but only that month. So it might have been back in May, a long, long time ago, when it was given this honor. That's what I was explained to me by my elders, So yeah, so that's the teaching that goes with these 12 months. So anyways, before I start teaching, just be prepared to do some repetitive writing. And when we do this repetitive writing, I'm not trying to punish my students, but what I'm doing is I'm programming your brain. How to write syllabics, and repetitive writing, and how to practice them in your head. And when you do write, pronounce them. That's where key learning takes place. You got to use all 3 when you're writing it, when you're pronouncing it, and when you're reading it visually. Put those together. Learning takes place, and from learning, that's where knowledge comes into play. And the longer you keep that, wisdom comes after that, okay? Pay attention, and do what you gotta do. And take your time, don't get frustrated. Okay, how are you? I'm going to get this to you. When the book was in the higig, they had to go. I got a new mass in the higig. I'm going to get this to you. Itu yang mana istana mah, kan masih naham lagi. Kau ni aha, temis junior sega anu maju itu temik. Kau yang dapat kau, kau ni tiga sosik. Mau mana istana aha, bukan tanya kau ni kan orang mah tasni aha sa tinju sana higa deh. Tasni bu, sebab ini sniche. Kau mesti jaga sana bu aha. Cepi tu sa, cipta nak mah cuma sana aha bu aha. Nggak sekolah mah aja, nih. Ego sana, sama kat tempat istana. How? Katanya new masalah yang selalu chart. Katanya dia nak nama ya. Katanya dia nama. How mana istam? Uskut. How kapit istana no? Ini mesti gua sih teh. Sekarang January uskut kasih kita tajik. Anu mak kapit istana. Ini sah December. Anu mak kapit istana no? For those of you listening in English and learning this, we're going to use the Gregorian calendar, starting from January, all the way down to December. But take into consideration that the ancient Cree calendar system is started in March, as opposed to January. But for educational purposes, We're going to start from January, okay? Okay, are you ready? Ashina? The very first one that you're going to learn, January. Now, in Cree, we call this one Great Frozen Pine Needles. And this is how we pronounce it. It's Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. I'm going to say it 2-3 more times. Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. One more time. Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. A little faster. Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. One more time. Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. Using your syllabic chart, look for it. Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. Using the syllabic chart, you must use it as a cross-reference system. So it should have Ki She Ba Wa Da Ki Nam. 7 syllabics and one final in the end with the M sound. Looks like a little C. So it should have 7 syllabics if you do it correctly. Now, write that from left to right, left to right. Practice that syllabic by syllabic as you go. Kinawa kain yu sa nahigig. Awin dam bago abadistak. Awin yu ito na mga itwing. Sa ki, se, pa, wa, ta, ginam. Niswas. Ang higay ito na ipaig mga chakabahiga nanda. Awin dam bago tutubog. Kuis mano sa nihama na mga inyo mas nihigan. Labi kay chigatig. Kis ko na matuto man eh. Kis ito ay. Mas nihama na mas nihigan eh. Asa mga mina. Kutagi. February kay chigatig. Ano mga kise pisim. Ito eh. Weta niya naman. Kise pisim. Neo no. Inyo mas inyo sa nihigan na. Pag matakapahigan nanda. Okay siya okay. Ki she pi sim. Ki she pi sim. Habis tama gitin yu mas nahiganda. Kuis nus nahimok. Kuis manis na mas nahimok. Kumitin chika na habis ta. Kuis manis na ituig. Now for those of you listening in English, use the syllabic chart as a cross-reference system and just go ki she pi sim. Take your time. Left to right. And from there, and that's all. We say February and Cree. And the next one, and we're just going to stop right here after March. Then after our break, we're going to take it from April. The next one is March. Now, March in Cree is known as the Eagle Sun or the Eagle Moon. Depends how you want to swing on that one. Eh? Me, I prefer to say sun as opposed to saying moon. Because I don't see any moon in there, eh, when it comes to, we say pisim. Pisim is sun. Not tibiski, pisim is moon. So I just want to clarify that. But me, as a teacher, I prefer to say sun. I say eagle sun, eh, when translated into Cree. So anyways, March. Mikisiwi pisim, which is known, like I say, is the eagle sun. And it should have, peyek nishun nistu neo niana kutwas 6 syllabics, and with that M final in the end. It's me, ki, si, we, pi, sim. Couple more times. Me, ki, si, we, pi, sim. A little faster now. Me, ki, si, we, pi, sim. One more time. Make a siwi pisim. Make what you must not have me go, man. And twig my nesta. Make a siwi pisim. Could toss you know. And you must not hang out. Oh, pay my check up here under. Eagle sun. Make a siwi pisim. Now, when you write this, take your time. Don't get frustrated, okay? So take your time. And when you write this, make sure you write this in a book. You get a ruler. Ruler from on top of the page down to the bottom. It should have enough to fit Miki Siwi Bisim in syllabics. And when you're done from top to bottom, start another one on the top. From top to bottom, Miki Siwi Bisim. You should have at least maybe good 4 or 5 columns in that one page. And when you're done doing that, okay, you're done your 1 month. This should take about 12 pages to do for all these 12 months. Kwesyo, when I kinda in you must not higher eh? You should have must not higher guys put a higgon. It must not happen, eh? When you shab a notice that. To pass a higgin ash to wash my garbage time, must not higgin ash to wash. Am I Cassie Higgin? Race a guy to white out. Now, so far, let's just recap. Starting from January, kishé pa wataginam, and then February, kishé bisim, then March, mikisiwi bisim. So, just practice writing those ones. That should take you 3 pages for those first three. Just take your time. And when you're writing, eh, go from left to right, from top to bottom. No cheating. See, I cannot really monitor the students I don't see. But you have to be very honest with yourself when you do this, eh? If you really want to learn this language. There are no shortcuts to it. You got to take your time. And don't get frustrated, eh? Patience. So when we come back after a short break, we're going to touch up on April all the way down to December and agree. So I'm going to do my best to help you write these down and pronounce them right. So anyways, I'm going to take a short little break. We're going to come right back after these messages. Okay.